This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. And we're here taking your calls. We've actually got someone on the line that we'll go to here in just a moment. We in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in just a few moments, Chris is going to tell us the age at which we peak at everything throughout life. So if you're past any of these ages, do not expect to peak at anything. Apparently.
You're just done.
According to science. But don't worry, there's something that people in their 70s still peak at. We'll tell you what that is in moments. But first, to the phones, we've got Sada calling in from Dallas, Texas. Sada, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts. The name is Apostle Sada Misha, M-I-S-H-E. And 15 years ago, I was visited by the angel Gabriel, who gave me the cure for AIDS.
Okay.
And what have you done with that cure over the last 15 years?
Very good question. The first thing I did with it, because I'm also a pharmacist, was to do a toxicology on it to see what was in it. Was there any arsenic or any heavy metals or anything? So because I was now going to give it out. First of all, I never even really believed it until I tried it a couple of months down the line. And it worked. Anyhow.
How do you know that it worked?
So you had AIDS at that point?
No, I don't have AIDS, didn't have it, but I'm a pharmacist, and I had quite a few people who had it.
Okay.
All right. Now, in pharmacy or medicine, when somebody gets infected by, like, HIV, the body produces antibodies, therefore, for the rest of your life, you would have these antibodies. Now, I was of that thinking until about 4 years ago when the Almighty gave me a word, and it was zero reversion. I finally looked it up the following day to find that what it does, it reverses the HIV positive to negative by knocking out all the immunity that you had to those antibodies.
So are you mass producing this cure? And
no.
Have you tried to get this approved in any way?
What is the cure?
All right. What is it? It comes from a palm plant, and this was in the Florida area. And I said to the Kingdom of Heaven, how does it work scientifically? And they told me that in the 1920s, 30s, there was a, when America was doing its nuclear program, what it did was to put a lot of nuclear waste into some drums, dump them in the Everglades, and from the drums has leaked out a nuclear substance, which has become an isotope which was taken up by the palm plant.
So nuclear-infected palm trees are the cure for AIDS, you're saying?
What is in it, it's a combination of a uranium sulfide compound. It's not uranium sulfide, it's a uranium sulfide compound.
You said uranium sulfide?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sulfide compound.
Okay.
I researched the uranium sulfide to find that Sloan Kettering Institute in New York uses it to treat cancer.
Really?
Because what it does, it actually kills the cancer cells.
Have you looked into if there's any long-term effects of, like, because sometimes what might cure something might cause something else, so that's usually
the long-term effect is that you only give this plant substance for 21 days. And in it, the amount of radiation is equivalent to that of one chest x-ray.
Okay.
So now if somebody has AIDS and they take this cure, do they have to continuously take it? If they stop taking it, is their body going to...
No. Once you take the ambush for 21 days...
21 days.
Kills. This is not one of the...
So then it's like you're after the 21 days, you never have to take it again, and there's no... adverse side effects, or it doesn't negatively affect the body by ingesting like uranium sulfite or whatever?
Complex. For 15 years I've been giving it out. So I have an idea of its negativity, and we have found nobody has ever come up to say this is what happened. No negative because of the short term. It's only taking for 21 days.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I'm a little confused in that I'm trying to imagine which pharmaceutical company or where you would actually hire or find uranium sulfides. I mean, do you...
No, I didn't say uranium sulfide. I said uranium sulfide complex.
Okay.
Because there
so
are other
what's the difference in layman's terms? Because we're not pharmacists.
Right.
Okay, what's the difference between uranium sulfide and uranium sulfide complex?
Big difference. Take, for instance, table salt. Table salt is sodium chloride.
Sodium chloride, yes.
Now, if you split the sodium from the chloride, you get a sodium metal, very highly reactive metal, very explosive. Yet, with the chloride, it's table salt. Same thing here, isotope.
Sure, but does that negate all the radiation? I mean, this is uranium sulfide in itself seems to be found in groundwater near uranium mines and things like that.
So does sodium chloride in the sodium is a radiative complex in the sodium.
So are you saying that you put table salt in the uranium and then it doesn't wind up being uranium anymore? Why do you keep mentioning table salt?
I think it's an example, Daryl.
Yeah.
Right, but the question was, what's the difference between sodium... uranium whatever
sulfide.
It was, and uranium sulfide complex.
The complex.
And then you mentioned table salt.
The complex is an isotope. It's harmless.
What is mixed with it, though? What makes it harmless, right? So if the salt and the chloride or whatever together become harmless, what is mixed with the uranium sulfide that makes it now harmless?
The other compounds that are associated with it.
With the palm plant thing you mentioned?
It comes from the palm plant.
Okay.
So what part of the palm plant then binds with the uranium sulfide that makes it this miraculous AIDS cure?
Or more to the point, what part of the palm do I need to chew on to cure AIDS?
Yeah, what if you could take away the uranium sulfide and just eat the palm plant? Would it have the same effect?
No, the complex is inside of the palm plant. Because the palm plant picks it up out of the groundwater.
So it like filters it kind of like a mop crop.
There you go.
Ah, I gotcha.
And speaking of complex, this entire thing is complex to understand. Thank you for the
call. I think he definitely is well researched into it, though. He sounds like he's done his homework.
Yeah,
I would definitely maybe look into it a little bit.
I still want some kind of evidence. Other than somebody calling into a radio show. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But you can only call in once per night. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website?
I have.
You've not been able to put your idea into action. You guys are in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, and I actually saw some web hosting awards. They, I believe, won three and came in second in three other categories. So, you know, they're a darn good hosting company, and they're offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Mm-hmm. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. They have a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour, 7-day per week over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Rick calling in from Ohio. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Great. Doing well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I have a plan to run for governor next year, actually.
Nice.
Okay.
And I would like to share my platform with everybody.
Okay, go ahead, briefly.
I would like to bring principle back to the state. I feel like the federal government involves itself entirely too much with states.
No argument here.
Yeah.
So what kind of principles do you want to bring to the people of Ohio?
Well, one of the first things I want to do is I want to nullify all federal gun laws in the state.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Basically, bucking the NFA, essentially, if you know what the National Firearms Act is.
Sure.
And I would also like to remove not Social Security programs, but most of the state entitlement programs as well.
And for any listeners who don't know what NFA is, it's the National Firearms Act. It was passed in 1933, if I'm not mistaken, and it is why we have a ban on machine guns. We have a ban on what they call silencers, but they're not really suppressors and things like that, and a whole bunch of other things.
Basically, gun mufflers.
Yeah. But you have to pay an extra tax for a stamp, $200, and then wait for like 6 to 8 months before you can even make a purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And another thing, another platform I'd like to have is slightly controversial. Sorry, I feel discombobulated right now. I'm very sorry.
And he just hung up.
Well, from what I heard, I found nothing wrong with his platform.
Mm.
He got through what? Gun rights and keep the feds out of Ohio. What's not to like?
I'd like to keep the feds out of everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the vast majority of D.C. Just, you know, like, restrict them to...
Did he mean by, like, ending state entitlement program? Is he just talking about, like, welfare and all that stuff?
Sounds like that's where he was going, but I hate to put words in a candidate's mouth.
So yeah, I hate to do that, too.
Maybe we'll hear from him again. And while he may feel that's a little controversial, I'm kind of looking around the room here going, yeah, not so controversial in this.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His whole platform, he said, you know, it may be a little controversial, and I'm like...
Which part of it?
I don't think he got to the controversial part.
Did he say what he was going to be running as?
Is
controversial?
Did he say what he was going to be running as? Like, what party?
No.
Oh. Well, huh.
No. So, Chris, apparently, you know, we know that humans peak at various things, and you've got some numbers, allegedly from science.
From science, and this is from the website, I Effing Love Science, which is one of my favorite ones out there.
And this is the legitimate one, not the satire site, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And it's based on, I guess, a couple different studies and things like that. They sort of combined a few. But I'm just going to read the first part of the article. Then I thought maybe we could have a little fun and talk about what you guys guess what age is. So if you're looking at the article.
Well, I've got the article in front of me.
Well, then close the article, Daryl.
I just want to see all the things that I've already peeked at.
Oh,
see, and then tell you why they're wrong.
Okay. Aging can seem like a scary prospect, but a wealth of scientific studies have found that youth isn't all it's cracked up to be. There are plenty of cases where human beings peak well into middle and old age. Teenagers, for example, may have vitality on their side, but older people are generally more psychologically stable. And so it goes with several phenomena people experience as they age.
Okay, so I don't know what old people they're dealing with.
I don't know if I'd refer to you and Daryl as psychologically stable either.
Hold on. I don't think I'd refer to myself as old. Thank you very much.
I would say that I'm probably past middle age.
No, you're not. You're not. Middle age is, it gets later all the time.
Right, but what's the average life expectancy? Let's discuss this a little bit.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. So what, 70,
about 70,
76 for women, 78 for women?
Life expectancy.
And
I mean, people today are living well into their...
70 couple for men.
And I'm 39. Based on my family history of my paternal grandfather and his grandfather and his... Okay. Father, all dying in their early 60s, like, I don't have genetics necessarily on my side for some of this.
Right, but on some of this, and this is what keeps me doing all the unhealthy things that I do, we do have technology. Mm-hmm. And if we think back 20, 30 years, what the life expectancy was then, the life expectancies were, you know, 68. And we go back further.
That's one of the huge problems with Social Security. So when I recently worked doing, like, retirement planning and stuff, back when Medicare was first introduced, right? So you'd retire at 65 years old, go on Social Security. You'd only live another 5 years.
Wasn't
so you'd
that
only
expensive,
have
right?
Social Security paying up for a few years. But now that you have these people that, you know, turn 65, retire, going on Social Security, living into their 80s and 90s.
Or 100.
Like, that, it's bankrupting the system.
Well, and I
end up being a Ponzi.
I've heard the claim that, you know, back in, like, say, the 1800s, life expectancy was, like, 35.
Yeah.
But that was totally skewed because
I think
the...
I think that's a myth.
Well... It was an accurate number, and I'm using air quotes there, because the infant mortality rate was really high. But if you lived through infancy, then your life expectancy was like 70.
Right.
That means they've really regressed, because if you've ever read anything in the Bible, it says that people in there are like 200, 300
years old. Methuselah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll figure out all the things that... science claims I've peeked at, and I'll try to debunk all of these. And then we'll figure out, you know, what two or three things Chris has to look forward to in the coming years. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks.
855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're talking about science, allegedly, coming up with some numbers of the various ages at which you peak at everything.
Everything.
So some of these, and I'm not going to give the numbers away here, but some of the things on the list: learning a new language, running a marathon, making a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, math skills, understanding people's emotions, etc., etc. So, Chris, you were reading the intro to this article, and then we sort of got sidetracked trying to define middle and old age. No, and again,
I get
it's,
it.
It's important to try to, you know, figure out what the terms are, because everybody sort of has different definitions of these terms.
In this story, it makes it a little simpler because it doesn't say, you know, in middle age you will become better at this. It actually gives a number. So based on several studies. So, again, we were just sort of describing what that is. Many of the points mark the middle of an age range that scientists have identified, which means that they are all determined by averages. Some are also surveys, not controlled trials, so there is a possibility the self-reports don't capture the most accurate picture. But in many cases, the numbers keep cropping up for a reason, which is that life isn't a downhill slide from youth. And here is what you have to look forward to. So, learning a new language.
I think this is what... It does not surprise me.
Me either. The peak age for learning a new language is 7 years old.
I was going to since Heather does not have the numbers in front of her, going to ask her to guess some of these. And you've got a daughter that's somewhere around that age. Has she started learning a new language?
No. Unless you count like Dora the Explorer.
Can she speak Mandarin Chinese fluently?
No, but I do have a nephew that he'll probably end up speaking both Japanese and English because my brother's wife is Japanese.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I think if there's a takeaway from this one, it is that if you do have very young children, that they are not too young to learn different languages. This is when the brain is most accepting of learning a new
language.
Right,
because they're learning a language, so it's easier for them to learn multiple languages.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hop around here, and I'm going to say, Heather, what age do you think people become most happy with their own body? Now, I know that's a thing for a lot of people. People are insecure about
with
how
their
they
own
look.
Body is?
What age do you think they would be most happy with their own body?
So
I'm gonna
try to think out loud here.
I'm gonna say like late 20s, early 30s.
You would be incredibly wrong,
and I would have thought the same thing too. It's actually 74 years old.
Because at that point, you're just happy to be alive and happy. Have a body.
The heart's still beating. I'm good. Happiness with your own body seems to peak at about 74 years old, which I thought was really surprising.
Muscle strength.
There's a good one.
When are people, on average, the strongest?
Well, let's see. Tom Brady is still the best quarterback, so...
But he's not the strongest human in the world.
No, I'm just saying his strength is still there, so
in
it's going to
right
be...
arm.
I'm going to say, like, 50. I'm going to say it starts falling apart around there.
I'm liking your answer better than the actual answer, which is 25 years old.
No way.
Yeah. 25 years old is when we peak for muscle strength.
No.
Nowadays, no, I mean, we have
a... Is that for the average? Is that for people that didn't, like, consistently use their muscles over the year that maybe they're,
like...
We're
just talking about the human population. So, you know, as people pass the 20s, they're more likely to find themselves in a sedentary job.
Right. Most of your professional athletes...
Sure.
...are going to start their professional careers... Early 20s. Yeah. 21, 22, 23.
In college. just kidding.
Well, that would be like 18, 19.
That's the big money.
but the professional career is going to start early 20s. Your average professional athlete plays for 3 years.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about people that are, like the top of the top of the top.
Right.
On average,
maybe
starting to quit playing at 25.
So these are all averages. These aren't including like the elite people in every group.
Yeah, and there are included, but the person that's never gotten off the couch to do anything other than go get a refill of his Dr. Pepper and Cheetos,
right?
He's also included,
right? But there are going to be people.
That's how you get averages,
right? And people nowadays,
thanks, Daryl.
I think there is the older generation is more focused on their physical health. They're going to the gym. They're exercising more probably now.
Now, I will say that for me, this is not accurate. The muscle strength.
Right. Well, you've done an amazing job with building yourself up and
right. I would dare strength. Say that I am in better fitness now than I was 20 plus years ago when I was playing football in high school.
Right. I don't doubt it.
I'm in great shape.
So let's move on to one that I plan to do either later this year or early next year, run a marathon. At what age do people peak as marathon runners? Keep in mind, I'm 39 years old, and I will be either 39 or 40 when I run my first marathon.
So the answer would be, if you're Daryl, 38 or 39.
I'll say 25.
Better.
Close.
28.
Oh, that was going to be my first guess, but I went with the same muscle kind of thing. You know what I mean?
That's all right. Let's throw out a something completely different. Arithmetic skills. How well are you at math?
Math?
Math, not meth. Math with an A.
I mean, it depends because I think it's more or less cognitive skills because, like, I haven't, like, used a lot of the math skills because I don't work in a profession that really requires it as much. So those skills haven't necessarily stuck as well as others that I've learned over the years.
So do you think they peak when you're very young, when you're
older? I think it depends on how often you use those skills.
Right. There's a number, though.
They're using averages.
All right, fine. 30.
Interesting. 50.
30 right. is actually the peak bone mass. Names and faces, and these are two different numbers.
Okay.
Remembering names and remembering faces. When do people peak for each of those things?
Okay, I'm going to say around 50 for this one, because that's when my Nana started confusing all her grandchildren.
If you
for
add
names or faces?
For names. I'm going to go names.
She'll start rattling off every...
Yeah, so
name.
She'd be like I have an Uncle Warren, and then I have my brother Ryan. So she'd always call my brother Ryan Warren and my Uncle Warren Ryan. So
remembering names is 22, remembering faces, 32.
So my Nana did pretty good, given the odds.
There you go.
Now, I've still got 1 year to make a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, because apparently the... average Nobel Prize-winning discovery is made when someone is 40 years old. Salary. And this is a different number for men and women.
Right.
Ooh.
So when do men peak at salary and when do women peak at salary?
I'm going to say men peak in their 30s.
And women?
Women, I'm going to say 40s.
You've actually got those backwards. Women at 39, men at 48. One other one that I find very interesting
39 is about
here.
40. I just assumed it would be after kids, you know?
What? One other number, or actually it's two numbers, one category we'll get into in a moment. Life satisfaction. There are two times when people peak for being satisfied with their life. According to science, this is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're discussing the various ages at which you peek at various things throughout life. But no matter how old you are, you can peek at saving when you shop online. When you use saveatpurse.com. Now, the peak is 35%. That's the highest percentage that Purse will allow you to request. It might take a little bit of time. I have consistently been saving between 20 to 25% on things that I was going to buy anyway from Amazon by going to saveatpurse.com. Now, what you do after you go to saveatpurse.com, create an account, is you will put things in your Amazon wish list, import the wish list to that account at saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin. And then somebody decides, I'm willing to pay a premium for Bitcoin, and they purchase the items. They don't know who you are other than your, you know, screen name, but they don't know who you are, where you live. Amazon, you know, hides that through the wish list stuff. You get the stuff, and then when it arrives, you go back to saveatpurse.com, and you say, I have my stuff, and then the person that bought the stuff for you gets the Bitcoin, and it's kind of like magic. You get to save, again, 5, 10, 15, 25%, up to 33% at saveatpurse.com. So we asked the question, Heather, because you are not looking at these numbers. Me and Chris are. There are two times in life when people reach the peak of satisfaction with their life. Can you guess when that is? And again, remember, it's two different times when this happens.
Okay, the two times.
Life satisfaction.
I'm going to guess, now are these all like...
And again, these are averages to where, you know, they've asked people various things. Some of them have been studies to where they can, you know, actually know. But I'm guessing life satisfaction is something where people are self-reporting.
I'm gonna guess like your teenage years when your parents pay all your bills, and then I'm gonna guess like when you're 70 and in retirement and you're getting to that point where you love your body.
Those were pretty good.
Very close. 23 and 69.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So a survey of 23,000 people in Germany found that the 23-year-olds were particularly satisfied with their lives. Quote. All things considered.
Until they started defaulting on those student loans.
Exactly. And I was actually listening to a podcast where they were discussing student loans.
And then the second one, it says life satisfaction peaks again at 69. Remember that study in Germany that found 23-year-olds were particularly satisfied with their lives? After a dip in middle age... life satisfaction peaked again at about 69 years old. Even more intriguing, people over 60 had better life satisfaction than people 55 and up predicted they would feel 5 years down the line. So, yeah, you get
that
into your 50s,
you start
to get a little, you know, jaded, and it's like, oh, this all sucks.
What is it, the three stages of life, though, that it goes, right? So when you're young, you have energy and time, but you have no money. Then you reach the middle age, right? And so you have money and you have energy, but you don't have the time because you're always working. Right. And then when you get into retirement, you've got the time and you've got the money, but you don't got the energy.
Right. That's about right.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure there's some kind of supplement that supposedly gives you all kinds of energy, and then you've got all the money to buy it, but then after you buy the supplement, you no longer have money, but you've got all the energy.
So you can never be happy unless you have all three, and we'll never have all three.
So speaking of happiness, how about understanding people's emotions? When do you think we peak at understanding people's emotions?
Think on that. We're going to go to Skype, where we've got Chris calling in from Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris.
Good evening, everyone. Daryl, it's nice to hear your voice. Chris and Heather, it's good to put faces to names. I'm a podcast listener, so I'm currently listening to last night's podcast, so I really haven't been a part of the conversation yet.
No problem.
But the reason I wanted to call in was because I guess it was Monday or just a few days ago when Mark started returned to Free Talk Live. It reminded me of how important it was to be amping, and my amp subscription had expired because my credit card had expired, and I couldn't figure out an easy way to renew it. But just the night before I called, I went in and renewed and actually upped my amp subscription.
So for people that might not be aware, AMP is advertise, market, and promote. And it's a way that if you enjoy the show and you like what we're doing, if you like having a libertarian-oriented radio show that's on about 160 radio stations, you know, actual radio stations.
And climbing.
Coast to coast and beyond, then you can donate to show your support. You can go
make
to
a monthly
AMP
pledge.
You can make monthly. You can also do one time with Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Continue with your thoughts, Chris.
Yeah, I just, you know, I listened. I was a daily Free Talk Live podcast listener for probably 2 years before I actually started amping, and I heard you guys say how important it was, ask for the money, and I thought, you know, it was almost every podcast I would think, okay, that's something I really got to do, but you just put it off, right?
Right, right.
Having done so now for more than a year, and it just feels so good to know that I'm contributing to something that's so positive and has had such a big impact on my life. So if you're listening to me and you've been listening to the show for a long time and you feel really good about FTL and what they've done for you and people around you, and you think you want to share that message, it's such an important way to help them. And so anyway, that's it. I just really wanted to implore anyone who's not amping yet and feels strongly about the show to just make that commitment. It's so easy to do online. You can do PayPal, you can do Bitcoin, you can do credit card. Just do it and help the show. That's it.
Oh, you're awesome.
We appreciate it. Chris, thanks for the call. Any final thoughts?
Nope. You guys have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That was so nice. That just made me feel so, like, good to be on here and doing this.
I was in the same boat.
Yeah.
I've been a fan for a long time, listened to the show all the time. kind of like zoned out whenever Mark's ads would come out going, be sure to amp. But whatever, for whatever reason, after hearing it at some point, it just kind of struck me going, you know, I do appreciate this. I appreciate the message, because the message doesn't get out in mainstream media at all. And if there's a chance that somebody else can grasp the ideas of liberty like I did, which I owe in large part to this show, that's a good thing. That's worth my money.
You know, and it makes me think, too, like, every week when I'm looking for stories and stuff like that that I want to bring in and do on here, like, I always try to find something, because I think of the listeners and, like, okay, what's going to, you know, benefit them? What's going to be of value for them to hear? Because it really is so important when you only have so many hours in the day and people take that time to listen to this radio show. And then, you know, we have the opportunity to either make them laugh, give them something informative, and, you know, instill certain principles.
And and
always try to make it worth it.
And the caller mentioned listening to the podcast version, and you can find those archives going back a dozen years, all for free. Just go to freetalklive.com, and I believe it's actually listen.freetalklive.com. But again, those archives going back a dozen years.
Right. Who has that?
And we let you have that for free. Other talk shows, they put that behind a paywall, and that's where they get you with that monthly subscription. We put it all out there for free, and you give us the money because you appreciate what we're doing. So back to the article about the various ages at which you peek at everything. Heather, at what age will you best understand other people's emotions?
Okay, so
according to science.
According to science. I'm going to have to say wisdom is going to play a huge role in this. So it's going to
yes,
be
it does.
A later in life a point. So I'm going to guess 65.
Hold on. Don't give her the answer. I'll give you a hint. you might have to calculate some things when trying to understand emotions.
Now we're...
I think it's more
now we're
confused.
Hoping that you've remembered every the previous
70?
Age.
No, 51. You're best at math at 50. Understanding emotions at 51. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2 coming up next after the news. This is Free Talk Live. 855 450 free.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.